Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Into the 4 o'clock hour we go on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. Of course, on your smart speaker, your car on the way home, your computer, your laptop, your tablet, you name it, you can listen to us any number of different ways. And so glad to have all of you who are watching our live studio feed as well on your computer or your laptop or your tablet to see a little bit about what's going in. Waving to the cameras. Ben's on the other side of the glass. Ben Kamenos, our great producer. Jumping in right now with Tim Pagliara, as he is going to be joining us to talk about a book that he has written, which I think is a really interesting concept. And he joins us right now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Tim, it is great to have you on KDKA. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me on your show.
Absolutely. I am looking forward to this conversation because when you talk about what the book is written about, when you talk about the subject itself, it just caught my attention right off the beginning where the title of the book is Another Big Lie, but there's a lot more to it. I want you to go through the subtitle of the book because it is an enormously long phrase, but it encapsulates what your book's all about. Tell us what Another Big Lie's subtitle is.
It's about how the government stole billions of dollars from the American dream of home ownership and got caught.
Interesting.
So Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac provide home mortgages, security and home mortgages for your listeners, basically.
Right.
You know, mortgages of $512,000 or less. Fannie Mae was created in the Depression, 1938, by FDR and Secretary Henry Morgenthau to counteract the problem in the financial system. Housing prices had dropped 50%, 25% unemployment. Banks were being told by the regulators not to loan money, and the average home mortgage was less than 5 years. And so how do you requalify for a mortgage if you don't have a job?
Right.
So Fannie Mae came in. They bought mortgages from banks, provided them with fresh capital, and then they arranged 30-year payment terms with families in order to keep them in their home. And that's when the 30-year mortgage was born. And they've been providing liquidity for banks, community banks, mortgage loan processors ever since. They package these mortgages up and they sell them off to institutions like pension funds and insurance companies to cover annuity obligations.
And then that's where another big rub comes in, though, is because these are being purchased by Canadian pension funds or by Egyptian firms or by European investment conglomerates. And so it's not necessarily even American homeownership anymore. It's being purchased by foreign entities, correct?
They're financing. They're helping to finance 30-year fixed-rate mortgages for American people, yes.
Why is that a problem?
That's not a bad thing.
Why is that a problem?
Pardon?
Why is that a problem?
It's not a problem at all. The problem occurred is in the financial crisis in 2008, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were put in conservatorship. They blamed them on the financial crisis. And after the Federal Crisis Inquiry Commission, the factual data came out, and the financial crisis was caused by big banks and reckless lending practices.
Mm-hmm.
Of big banks. So 92% of all the loans that were originated by big banks failed. Only 8% of Fannie Mae's loans failed, and despite the fact that they had a multiple of the number of loans that were out. So this was a big bank crisis. It's just that the book takes off where The Big Short ended. And the government in the Obama administration and the Republicans, it was a bipartisan fraud, they decided not to let these entities recapitalize. And so because of that, they took $350 billion of earnings and profits that they've been taking in perpetuity from two of the most profitable companies in the world. The United States Supreme Court weighed in on it December 9th. There'll be an opinion sometime late May, June timeframe that will decide whether or not that was legal or not.
And so they were lumping in basically Freddie and Fannie in with these banks that were as greedy as can be and were writing bad notes.
That's right. And it was convenient to blame it on them. The ironic thing, and I go through this in the book, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were the Queen Mary and the Queen Elizabeth of the financial crisis. They were pressed into service. They solved the same type of problem that existed in 1938 when FDR and Henry Morgenthau came up with the concept.
So how does this relate then to Main Street USA? I mean, it's one thing to hear about it as it relates to Wall Street and finances and brokerage houses and things like that. How does it impact me if I own a house in Ambridge, Pennsylvania?
Well, it's making it more difficult for people to get home mortgages because now they're still in conservatorship 13 years later, and they don't have capital. And so the regulator, Dr. Mark Calabria, who actually wrote the statute, his hands are tied. He needs capital so that he can expand the pool of people that are eligible for home mortgages. Right now, you need a 740 credit score and a 20% down payment to even get into a home.
Right.
And, that's not fair. And those standards, you don't have to have reckless lending standards. You don't have to loan money to people that don't need a loan either. And so there has to be some common ground and rehabilitating these companies, reversing the government's theft, ending the conservatorship is all part of what needs to happen.
Supreme Court decision make any difference in the outcome of this?
Yes, make a huge difference because we've all been gaslighted into thinking that while a financial institution was in conservatorship, it was appropriate to take 100% of their earnings and profits and pay it to the United States Treasury. That's not what a conservator does. A conservator is supposed to conserve and protect and build capital and safeguard the entities. They've done none of that. And they've allowed these entities to exist with tremendous taxpayer risk because there's no cushion to back up. And the regulator's done an amazing job. Dr. Calabria should be commended. He's under fire every day.
Right. Tim Pagliara joining us here on KDK. The book is called Another Big Lie, How the Government Stole Billions from the American Dream of Home Ownership and Got Caught. Tim, thank you for bringing these things to light and letting us know why it does impact us and not just big banks and big financial houses. It does affect all of us who are looking to buy houses and stay in the houses that we have. Thanks for being on KDKA.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. Tim Pagliara joining us here on The Voice of Pittsburgh.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.